This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. All this week at the start of the day, we've been looking at five things that you need to put into your life every single day if you want to walk with God in your life. If you're not a Christian and you think about God sometimes and you wonder, well, what is the Christian life like? These five things are the things we put into our lives so that our Christian life is not just a religious exercise, it is a daily walk with God, a journey with God, a relationship with God. We aren't just committed to a religion or to a Christian way of living, we are committed to a relationship with God, and God is committed to us and walks with us through every day of our lives. That relationship is possible, not because of good things we've done to earn a right standing with God. That relationship is possible because we have said to God, I'm hopeless. I cannot do anything to be right with you. But thank you that you have done everything to make that door open for me. And what you did was you sent your son Jesus into this world as a man who never sinned, and yet he took the judgment that I deserve for sin on himself, so that you can forgive me and I can begin this amazing relationship with you. That's what it means to be a Christian. You come to God and receive the forgiveness he's offering you. You don't have to earn your way to God. You receive it as a gift. But then you live for him because of what he's done for you. And this is the beautiful life God offers to us. Well, if you want to live that beautiful life as a Christian, then you need to put these five things into your life every day. Number one, you need to read the Bible. We looked at that on Monday. Allow God to shape your life through his word. Number two, you need to pray. Learn to make God a part of everything in your life by talking to him about it in prayer. He loves to answer prayer. Number three, learn to listen to God every day. To carve out a little bit of silence in your life and say, God, what are you trying to say to me? What do you want to do in my life? How can I think more deeply about your message to me right now at this point in my life? You need to get quiet and still for that. The fourth thing you need to do is to be a witness for Jesus in every day of your life. Don't keep your relationship with God under wraps as if it's just a very private thing. It's not. It's there for everyone to see. It's a part of your life. It's a part of who you are. You cannot be defined without it. So get it out in the open. Don't be pushy. Don't judge people and condemn people. No. Let them see the love of God through you, but be a witness. Talk about what God means to you, about how he meets you in your life, in the darkest places and the brightest places, how he walks with you through every day of your life. And then the fifth thing that you need to put into every day of your life is to encourage the people in your life. Encourage the people in your life. In the book of Hebrews, in the New Testament of the Bible, in chapter 3, verse 13, it says this, but encourage one another. In fact, if we start in the verse before that, it says, take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. And then comes verse 13, but rather than letting that happen, encourage one another day after day. In fact, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end, as it is said in the Old Testament, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Well, there's nothing like an encourager in your life, is there? You can probably think immediately of some people you know who are encouragers. The moment you see them, your face lights up with a smile. You love to be around them. Because when you walk away from time with them, your life is better. You've been challenged, encouraged, motivated to live for God, to grow in Him, to do what's right. And you have grown as an individual. Strive to be that person in other people's lives. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.